Boker Tov, Yom Revi'i Shabbat Kodesh. Today is Yud Gimal Be'av. Parashat Vayetchanan. We're up to Perek Dalet of Sha'ar HaBitachon. I like not being able to hear myself. Reminds me of Yeshiva. Now, it says like this. Perek Dalet, chapter 4, on page 118 of this print. אבל הדברים שחייב המאמין לבטוח בהם על הבורא יתעלה כוללים אותם שני מינים. There are two things, two dimensions where a person has to apply his ביטחון in הקדוש ברוך הוא. אחד מהם דברי העולם הזה. והשני דברי העולם הבא. Obviously, things that have to do with this world, and then things that have to do with the world to come. What does that mean? Now he's going to explain. ודברי העולם הזה יחלקו לשני חלקים. אחד מהם ענייני העולם לתועלות העולם הזה, השני ענייני העולם לתועלות העולם הבא. He says, this world, we said two categories, עולם הזה and עולם הבא. In עולם הזה, there are two subcategories in that. What? Things in עולם הזה, things in this world that have to do with this world, and things in this world that have to do with the world to come. Okay? Now, he's going to say like this. וענייני העולם לתועלות העולם הזה יחלקו לשלושה חלקים. And then, in subcategory one, there's two primary categories, two subcategories in עולם הזה. Now there's three sub-subcategories in things that have to do with עולם הזה for עולם הזה. What are they? Huh? You have to make like a diagram. So he says like this, what are they? אחד מהם תועלות גופו בלבד. Things that have to do only with the physical body. והשני, תועלות תרפו וסיבת הונו ומיני קנייניו. Number two is finances. פרנסה, assets, possessions וכו'. והשלישי, תועלות בני ביתו ואשתו וקרוביו ואוהביו ואויביו ומישהו למעלה ממנו ולמטה ממנו מכיתות בני האדם. Number three is social hierarchy, which is what? So what do we have? Physical, body. Then what do we have? My physical life, my financial life. And then my social life, which is my wife, children, family, friends, enemies, and those that are higher and lower than me on the socioeconomic totem pole. Yeah? Yes, sir. First day? So we have a lot of categories. And now, he always starts like this, and then he goes into pratim. Says, וענייני העולם לתועלות העולם הבא יחלקו לשני חלקים. And now, with regards to things in עולם הזה that have to do with עולם הבא, now we're going to the other side of the equation, that also has two subcategories. What are they? חובות הלבבות והאיברים שהוא מתייחד בהם לבדו, ואין מעשה הוא יוצא בהם להנעת זולתו ולא להזקו. Things, which means spiritual things that impact me alone. It doesn't benefit or harm anybody else. והחלק השני, חובות האיברים אשר יוכל לעשותם, אלא בהשתתפות זולתו עמו, בפועל ובפעל, כצדקה וגמילות חסדים ולימוד החוכמה ולצוות בטוב ולהזהיר מן הרע. There are certain spiritual things that you cannot do alone. You need, by definition, other people. For instance, tzedakah. Tzedakah, by definition, how do you pull that off? You need a giver and you need a recipient. Gmilut chasadim, same thing. Teaching your family about what's good, what's right, and what's wrong. Yeah? That's also, those are all things, spiritual matters that require the participation of another party. You understand? Now, he says, your father's Ashkenaz? Okay, so you're my team. Yeah? How's your Yiddish? You gotta sharpen up on the Yiddish. Yeah? Now, your father speaks Yiddish? Okay. So, he says, Yidden spoke Yiddish. That's the way, by the way, when they came to, after, there was big problems when, after the Holocaust, when Jews left Europe and started coming to Eretz Yisrael. So, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Europe, it's very hard to track down everybody's lineage and roots. So how do you know who's Jewish? Who's not? Just because you're from Europe doesn't make you Jewish. On the contrary, you know, there's many more goyim in Europe than there are Jews. So how do you know? So either you bring edim or family members or ketubot, all sorts of things that batedin go through. There's like a whole process of proving your Jewish identity. You know that. That's why Rabbanim sometimes have to write letters. I know, and it was mukzah, stuff like that. Let's say a person doesn't have any of that. Many times, Batedin will say, oh, this person speaks Yiddish. Yeah, it's, they're not only going to say, oh, he speaks Yiddish. But Yiddish is an indication that what? That they're, you know, because that was the Jewish language, so they incorporate that when trying to decide a person's Jewish identity. Sephardim have Ladino. Sephardim have Ladino, you know that.
Yeah.
Ladino was a
Spanish.
Same idea. Same idea as Yiddish. Yiddish is a Jewish spin on German, you know that? And Ladino is a Jewish spin on
Spanish.
Same idea.
Wrote the Mamla Wisdom in Ladino also, no?
You know also, these languages, there are dialects in Bukharian, in Persian, whatever, these languages that didn't belong to the Goyim. There were certain things that were insular in the keilot of the Jews. I'm not. I know by Bukharian works that way. The spoken language was Tajik or Uzbek or whatever it is. But Bukharian, which is cousins with Persian, you know that it's very similar, was a Jewish-based language. Anyway, so.
It's like the checking. It's almost like when the Arabs really boarded, they say, it's a real thing my grandmother has seen before. If Arabs come over and say, we're Jewish, they tell them to say Pepsi. In the Arab dialect, there's no P sound. There's no
Yeah. They also can't say Tlet. Arabs can't say P, they can't say Pe, and they can't say Tlet. So in Hebrew, that's how you know who's an Arab. What's a hammer in Hebrew? Patish. Yeah. So Arabs can't say patish, maya gidu badish. Yeah, they say like that. Arabi. Anyway, so he says like this, yeah? Vaiter. וענייני העולם הבא יחלקו לשני חלקים. אחד מהם הגמול הראוי, והשני הוא מחסד הבורא יתעלה על החסידים והנביאים לעולם הבא. Which means, the עולם הבא elements of ביטחון that a person has is A, with regards to every individual's tailor-made שכר ועונש, which is reward and gemul. Gemul means payback. Payback can be both ways. It could be reward or punishment. So everybody's going to have their own gemul, going to have their own payback. And then, plus, tzaddikim, chasidim, nevi'im, people on very high spiritual levels, they're going to get extra chasadim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're going to get extra credit, even above and beyond what they deserve specifically for their payback. Okay? Now, here we go. Now that he gave all of the overviews and all of the categories and subcategories and sub-subcategories, now he's going to go into the kishkas of the Zach. Now, kishkas are the
intestines.
Yeah? Vehineh, 121. Kol ha-devarim shebotchim b'hem al ha-borei itbarach, shiv'a chalakim. Another generalization over here. There are seven things that a person has to rely on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. אחד מהם, ענייני הגוף בלבד. Number one are things that have to do only with the physical body. והשני, ענייני הונו וסיבת תרפו. Finances, פרנסה. והשלישי, ענייני אשתו ובניו וקרוביו ואוהביו ואויביו. Social, your social scene. Over here is condensing everything. Yeah, so far what do we have? Body, money,
social
scene, wife, children, friends, enemies, whatever. והרביעי, חובות הלבבות והאבנים שהוא מתייחד בתועלתם והזקן. Spiritual things that bring me up or down, but only revolve around me, doesn't have anything to do with anybody else. והחמישי, חובות האיברים שתועלתם והזקן מתעברות אל זולתו. Number five is spiritual things that are contingent on other parties. והשישי, גמול העולם הבא אשר יהיה כפי המעשה בעולם הזה. Right? Number six is a person's reward and punishment in Olam Haba based on his actions in Olam Hazeh. והשביעי, גמול העולם הבא אשר יהיה מהבורא יתברך על דרך החסד של סגולתו ואוהביו. Number seven is extra special rewards that a person will get as a result of Hashem's kindness for those on a high spiritual level. That's going to be given in Olam Haba. כמו שכתוב, מרב טובך אשר צפנת לרעך. How great is the good that you hid for those who fear you. פעלת לחוסים בך נגד בני אדם. וכיוון שפרשתי הקדמות אשר בעבורן ניתכן הביטחון מן הבוטח באלוהים יתעלה. Since now I spoke about all of the introductions about how a person who fears, a person who trusts HaKadosh Baruch Hu should implement those trust in, that trust in those areas. Yesh alai lismoch lein pirush efshar yosher ofanei yosher habitachon. Now he says, I'm going to explain each one in detail. B'chol echad me'ashiv'at dvarim, in all of these seven details, asher b'ayin yiftach kol boteach al Elohim ve'al zulato echad ve'echad echad. Yeah, for a person to rely on Hashem or something else, sometimes, yeah. What does it mean to rely on something else? You're not allowed to rely on something else. What does that mean? That sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends other things as shlichim in helping you achieve whatever it is that you need to in Olam HaZeh or Olam HaBa. So that's what he means. So Bezat Hashem, tomorrow we're going to go through, we're going to start going through these seven details, these seven subcategories, and we'll see Bezat Hashem more tomorrow. Kol Tov.